Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about the Knoxville City Council's latest meeting. Knoxville had their most recent City Council meeting on Monday, and I think one of the big things that came through there was obviously the property at 502 East Main. The council accepted a bid. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Property that has been in rough shape for some time. We were actually approached by some folks in the community, actually multiple people sort of approached us in the community asking if the city could become involved. In this specific instance, there were some liens tied to the property, and by having the property transition to the city's hands, that helped clear some of those liens. And they were in an amount that it was significant enough. It was basically killing any potential development of that property. It was making it cost prohibitive. And so with the city stepping in, we were able to help clear some of those liens. And as we did that, the property was discussed in a council meeting last month. And we discussed with the council how they would want to dispose of that property. And so at that time, council gave staff the direction that they would like to take sealed bids, and sealed bids that provided really two pieces of information. The first would be an offering price to make the purchase, and then secondly, something that would help council to know what the intent would be behind that. You could almost call it like a business proposal. And so bids were accepted under that criteria, wanting to know the bid price and the ultimate goal. They were able to decide on a project that will be bringing some housing to the community. So we're always excited to do that. That's one of the bigger challenges that this community faces. We've seen that through a housing study. We've seen that through the city's comprehensive plan that was recently completed. We know that this is a tough challenge for us, with our community being just far enough away from the metro that it's difficult to attract those developers. So we're really excited to have the Vermeer Group be a part of that, and we hope that this project is something that can springboard to possibly more development with that group.
There's also a walking audit of Highway 14, and I know the city of Knoxville has big plans to put Highway 14 on a bit of a diet and scale it back a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the road diet of Lincoln and Highway 14.
Yeah, the city actually qualified for what's called a Traffic Engineering Assistance Program. It's essentially a grant that's administered through the state Department of Transportation. So what that means, state funds are used to hire a private engineer who will give you 100 hours of engineering service. And we asked them to look at Highway 14 in that corridor for us in the summer of 15. And one of the recommendations that came out of that study was to look at Highway 14 for what's called a road diet. And what that means, get away from the current model of four lanes and put it to a three lane with one lane dedicated for north-south through traffic, and then that third lane in the middle becoming a dedicated left turn lane. And what we found, and in this, I shouldn't even say we, what several engineering empirical studies, is that the road diet actually improves the efficiency of moving cars through the community, and even more so, it improves the safety of cars moving through there. I think a lot of us who drive frequently in the community have experienced, as you get to Pleasant Street, where it becomes temporarily a three lane, that somebody who may not be familiar with the area is in the left lane, and then they quickly have to get into the right lane so that they're not forced to turn left, or vice versa, that they end up having to switch lanes quickly to get to make their left turn. We really want to try and minimize those things, especially with it being in proximity to Knoxville schools, specifically the middle school. We want to make that area as safe as we possibly can. We'll also, I think, find that we'll have improved safety in some of the business districts. I'm thinking specifically starting maybe with the hospital and working south with the restaurants, you know, Subway and Dairy Queen and the grocery stores with Walmart and Fairway. There's a lot of traffic there. And so sometimes as you would leave those businesses, it can be tricky to try and turn onto the highway, and this will make it safer for that. So this comes directly as a recommendation both from the engineers, from that TEEP study I mentioned, and working with the DOT, their recommendation too. So it's the city's plan to try and work hand in hand with the DOT and possibly try and implement this in 2020.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.